bugs were biting you here?
No.
Because I've seen their big boxes of, I don't see them now, but big boxes of Raid and Bug Killer and so on. Yeah.
So there's like that a defensive posture being taken.
I don't know.
With all of this like kind of aerosol poison canisters, you know. Like, why do you have, you ever see the, you know, the last movie I saw in the theater was Ballerina?
I don't know it.
Do you know about this movie? It's Ana de Armas who played the, she was like the pleasure robot from,
Robot.
The Blade Runner sequel.
Uh-huh.
She was in a James Robot. Bond movie, which I don't think I ever saw. She Robot. Played Marilyn Monroe in a movie.
Boop. No, is that the Marilyn Monroe who goes running off with this kid and into the country or whatever? That, I like that one.
There was a movie.
I wish I'd been that kid.
Like Blonde or something. It was like a one-word title, maybe. But she played Marilyn Monroe. And anyway, she's like an action.
Oh,
did
no.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right. An action
like,
figure?
Like she's like she punches and kicks and kills.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe didn't do that. Oh, what a mess. Damn it.
Be exceptionally careful with Miss Monroe. You know how she is.
Some like a dead.
Disgustipating.
So, yeah, like
when
Tony
she chops you, they chop.
Jack Lemmon is like
totally
holy cow,
soaked and
a whole
sopped.
Train full of people. You know.
It'll dry out, and so will I. But I'm rather distressed. Well, we'll just light another one.
For me. I don't care if she is a murderer; she's hot to trot.
There is that, like in Niagara, for example, the movie.
Marilyn Monroe is a girly girl.
A national treasure.
She really, is. I'm a fan.
To this day.
She's See, great in certain movies that I could name.
Her is in this John Wick spinoff.
Dipping your
it's
wick
the world
in.
Of John Wick.
All right.
I have to say here that I know about these John Wick movies, but I've never seen them.
I've You've seen everyone.
Keanu Reeves chopping and killing people.
Well, so you're.
So I'm a completist.
All right. And they're fun movies.
Yeah,
until their daddy takes the T-Bird away.
You know, it's.
A fantasy about killing large numbers of people.
There's like there's
just what everybody seems to want to do these days.
I think that's kind of the idea. That it's like stylish violence. You know, it's very choreographed and lots of killing. There's just killing and killing.
This book that I'm
killing and killing 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 killing
killing.
Yeah.
Weaver got the title the Space Rambo for the movie Aliens.
Disgustivating.
These aliens. Oh,
the Space Rambo? I never
necessary
heard
to kill them. They're trying to kill
no,
her.
But, of course.
She's not the
Hollywood
wild killer like you described.
Well, it was when the James Cameron Alien sequel was made and Sigourney Weaver was like mowing aliens down with her machine guns.
Well, she's just back to
she didn't have a machine gun the first time.
When she finally came back, it was on. She was on the side of the aliens now. In Alien
she had
4,
so much alien DNA
people zero.
That
she could communicate, snuggle with them.
Yeah, there's that like love in with the aliens where she's
was that
snuggling
the one with Winona Ryder.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ron Perlman
did by Paul Jeunet.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it also
a remarkable film.
Jeunet.
You get to see the aliens swimming underwater, and they're
had
beautiful
some of
swimmers
cast of delicatessen in it.
Yeah, Dominique Pignon.
Dominique
Pignon's in that one, yeah.
In his wheelchair. Ron Perlman, yes, Hellboy. He was there.
I like the scenes of the aliens swimming underwater.
Yeah, they look cool
swimmers.
I wouldn't want to go swimming with them, you understand, but they look great.
Undulating through the
their bodies moving sinuously, gracefully.
Humans they haven't acclimated to the water in that fashion.
Not like them aliens.
So cool. They could acclimate to underwater
To anything. Underwasser.
Perfect organism, as Ian Holm stated, I think.
And he should know, being in on the robot conspiracy.
Who was rebooted in the last Alien Romulus movie.
I actually got to see that one.
Did you like how Ian Holm was portrayed in that movie?
I'm glad he was there. Kind of distant, remote. I don't know if they had an actual
performance on a screen,
but it seemed
it was a CGI thing.
Synthesized.
They can bring you back these days. I just saw the last Indiana Jones movie, and they recreated him as a young guy in part of the movie.
Yeah, they had him on.
Then they flash forward to when he's an old professor in the 60s in New York.
Yeah, you'd have that.
And he even travels in time back to ancient Syracuse and meets Archimedes.
But the but Romulus had some nice
and he fights Nazis. Yes.
But it was kind of an uncomfortable movie to digest, like on the whole. There's a few bit stuff that's like that, where it's just like, oh, you got the name, and you just, you know, you put a lot of money into
this series
it.
Sometime
there's some
in
cool
the future.
Stuff there, but
like, of course, we are at the mercy of vast and sinister forces beyond our own understanding or reckoning. And so, in the name of all that is holy,
director.
Of Snip, Snap,
like
Snow, and High
approach.
Yes, the third one was really jarring in that way, the David Fincher one.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm a little bit confused.
It seemed like the James Cameron movies was like the least respectable one, even though it was the most audience-pleasing movie.
I thought it was quite good.
The version should be seen.
Really cut it down to boy, these 74-year-old lungs don't taste kindly to all this fuming.
You know, like living their...
Well, yes, but
life, you know,
the main character has been in suspended animation, moving at random in space, preserved, but her own world is completely gone, and they put her in this space sanitarium. Now, this is only in the long version, where she seems to be surrounded by trees and flowers, but then they come in and turn a switch, and they all go away. You know, she's in this bleak examination room. Well, it's like a 3D holodeck-type thing that they're doing, but...
it's like a waiting room.
Yeah. And her daughter died years ago, and here's a picture of her, and she's old, dumpy, and middle-aged, and so on.
Right.
This is really... I mean, she crushes the spirit, and she's living in a thing that's like a cargo container or something when they come to recruit her for the mission. But then, through saving little Newt and so on, bonding with her, it's like she does have her daughter back again in some strange way. As a
and her daughter even, or Newt even calls her mom at one point.
Yeah.
Some people were very irritated by that. I thought it was well done.
Gobbled up by an alien before the credits were done.
Yeah.
Yes, Fincher had no love for that earlier version, and I feel that made his version inferior. Not my favorite alien movie.
Conscious when that happened.
He went into cryo sleep and never came out of it. And that's something to cry over. Is the manner of the sons of Albion and their strength. They take the two contraries, which are called qualities, with which every substance is clothed. They name them good and evil. From them they make an abstract, which is a negation, not only of the substance from which it is derived, a murderer of its own body, but also a murderer of every divine member. It is the reasoning power, an abstract objecting power that negatives everything. This is the specter of man, the holy reasoning power, and in its holiness is closed the abomination of desolation. I must create a system or be enslaved by another man's. I will not reason and compare. My business is to create. The vegetative universe opens like a flower from the earth's center, in which is eternity. It expands in stars to the mundane shell, and there it meets eternity again, both within and without, and the abstract voids between the stars are the satanic wheels. There is the cave, the rock, the tree, the lake of Udan Adan, the forest and the marsh and the pits of bitumen deadly, the rocks of solid fire, the ice valleys, the plains of burning sand, the rivers, cataract, and lakes of fire, the islands of the fiery lakes, the trees of malice, revenge, and black anxiety, and the cities of the salamandrine men. But whatever is visible to the generated man is a creation of mercy and love from the satanic void. The land of darkness flamed, but no light and no repose. The land of snows of trembling and of iron hail incessant. The land of earthquakes and the land of woven labyrinths. The land of snares and traps and wheels and pitfalls and dire mills. The voids, the solids, and the land of clouds and regions of waters with their inhabitants in the 27 heavens beneath Beulah. Self-righteousness conglomerating against the divine vision. A concave earth, wondrous, chasmal, abyssal, incoherent, forming the mundane shell. Above, beneath, on all sides, surrounding Golgonusa, Los walks round the walls night and day. And Los beheld his sons, and he beheld his daughters, every one a translucent wonder, a universe within, increasing inwards into length and breadth and height, starry and glorious. And they, every one in their bright loins, have a beautiful golden gate which opens into the vegetative world, and every one a gate of rubies and all sorts of precious stones in their translucent hearts, which opens into the vegetative world. And every one a gate of iron, dreadful and wonderful, in their translucent heads, which opens into the vegetative world. And every one has three regions, childhood, manhood, and age. But the gate of the tongue, the western gate, in them is closed, having a wall builded against it, and thereby the gates eastward and southward and northward are encircled with flaming fires, and the north is breadth, the south is height and depth, the east is inwards, and the west is outwards, every way.
You have to draw on that a little bit hard. It needs to be
get along, little doggy.
Loosened up.
Yeah. Have a puff.
I'm gonna get one more beer before.
Take a puff and it's springtime. Okay, get a
are
beer.
You,
go ahead.
Wrap it up, or are you gonna go on?
I might go on a little. I'm gonna go on. All right.
I'm gonna go on.
I'll close down early.
Place. Tonight,
I'll go over to Dermophilia.
I hope
that's
to
what
do
I'll do
tomorrow night after a meeting that I have.
Meetings and meetings, Zoom meetings and Zoom shows.
The Young Artists Collective.
Oh, they're doing good work over there, I think.
I find it entertaining. I can't wait to read it all at once.
Well, I'll get a delicious cold, frothing, foamy beer. hey, I should go get one of those. I've got one in the refrigerator. Yeah, there's a refrigerator here at RV.
Pay some attention to what time it is.
It's 11:15 p.m. in the city of San Francisco. Yes, I'm actually going on as in days of yore, and that's because I actually have people here to talk to instead of my own muttering monologue, jabbering and gibbering. I'm delighted that you visited.
I'm returning to the mic after a hiatus.
Mr. David Sojourn, Normal, artist and world traveler.
Yes, are an you escape being from,
disturbed
from,
by this?
From the noxious
listeners may remember that horrendous
about that
scorpion in the underpants okay. under the testicles story he told us one night.
My interlocutors were interloping and loping and I was being.
But surely you must have had the experience of being on a crowded bus full of cigarette smoke and so on.
I've been on the
I'm a smoker.
Experience of being
I'm a joker.
On a bus full of
I'm a midnight
joker.
Oh, beetle nuts.
Yeah,
oh,
don't want to hurt
no one.
Beetle.
Okay, beetle. You know.
Tomato.
You know
best.
The beetle. Beetle. The beetle. Beetle. The beetle. The beetles.
Yeah, there were beetle chewers. That's a different thing. I've been on a bus
beetle chewer, beetle chewer, beetle chewer
too, where they're selling the fried grasshoppers. The Kentucky Fried Grasshopper. Now there's
fried grasshoppers.
Well.
They're you like know, mini
Kentucky,
lobsters.
The grasshoppers. They hop higher than other
hippity
places.
Hop.
They
the grasshopper
and they yodel while they hop.
Red dirt, moisture, the fecundity.
The fecundity, yes, right. The profundity and the fecundity. It goes hand in hand. In the deep southern land. Well, I shouldn't really do that much rhyming now, should I? I should try to swear off of that.
Why?
Well, because rhyming is out of fashion. Do you know that I went to a poetry reading? I've been to two open mic poetry readings, and in both cases, they asked me to stop. They really don't like it. Why? And I think it is because the reason the poetry rhymes. They don't make rhyming poetry. I don't want to have a prejudice against poetry that doesn't rhyme. I think there's lots of fine poetry that doesn't bother to or doesn't use rhyme as its structure, but I tend to have sort of a predilection for poetry that actually is in verse and rhymes. I think that
yes, you do. Well, yes, me too. The rhyme is not necessary for a poem. It sometimes helps, and the reason I say so is that I subscribe to the Coleridgean idea that poetry is actually kind of spell casting, and you need to pay attention to these details, and you need to be in a state which is poetic diction, language not in the way language is normally spoken, or
and yet this diction also has to resonate with the speech of the common person.
An adjunct to things, and of course some things are tricky. Just tricks, rhymes, tricks, internal rhymes.
The problem is here, if I may say so, that you can't really rhyme when you don't respect scansion without sounding like Ogden Nash. But there's no wrong way. It's only what I prefer to do when I commit verses and song lyrics to paper.
Do exist, climbing to be in range of God's mobile telephone, as it was in Babylon. Blind faith does persist. The phone rang for ages, never going silent. Alas, they did surmise God had met his death. Rumor spread fast of a crime most violent, strangling the Creator to his dying breath. On the line, suddenly, spoke an imposing voice. The prophecy fulfilled? From death does God now rise? In truth, it was the devil. All listened without choice. There is no God in heaven, fools! Don't you realize? Lucifer is my name. To me, you've been succumbing. I'd have told you long ago.
Lucifer,
but I fought it.
The bringer of light.
So, that's here's another Luciferian rhyme for you.
Fine.
Smith wrote a number of them. Clark
Stupid
Ashton
tricks
Smith.
Take talent. So I've been told. I introduce to you the incomparable Lucifer, the great genius dog of mental tricks so bold.
No. None of that, please. I don't quite understand, but it seems that the mention of the devil dog seems to have derailed us here. Let's just see if we can keep going in the standard, in the normal way. Yes, it is all an act of God or the devil, one side or the other. But remember, it was through envy that, you know what happened. There was war in heaven. And on the plains of heaven, battle and formations. And Milton even has Satan fire off a cannon in heaven while making jokes. That's a pretty sacrilegious thing to do. But it didn't avail him none. Him the almighty power hurled, flaming from the ethereal sky, with hideous ruin and combustion, down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell in adamantine chains and penal fire, who durst defy the omnipotent to arms. 9 times the space that measures day from night to mortal men, he and his horrid crew lay vanquished, roiling in the fiery gulf, confounded, though immortal. But his doom reserved him more to wrath, for now the thought both of lost happiness and lasting pain torments him. Round he throws his baleful eyes that witnessed huge affliction and dismay, mixed with obdurate pride and steadfast hate. At once, as far as angels can, he views the dismal situation, waste and wild, a dungeon horrible on all sides, as one great furnace flamed. But from those flames, no light, but rather darkness visible, served only to discover regions of sorrow, doleful shades where peace and rest can never dwell. Hope never comes that comes to all, but torture without end still urges, and a fiery deluge fed by ever-burning sulfur unconsumed.
Going out to the Fillmore, but they're just going out to some neighborhood bar. And I was dating this short Jewish guy, and we were out with a friend of ours that was this really hot babe, and they were getting drunk, I think, but I don't really like drinking, and I had a whole bunch of paper LSD, just a big card of it, and it was kind of old, so I just cut off a whole bunch, and I took it, and I had no idea how much it was.
Uh-oh. But
I guess it was a lot because of everyone's reaction. Anyhow, they were getting so drunk, and I got so high that I think we couldn't figure out who could drive home, so we ended up having our friend drive us to my house, who was apparently seeing double and whatever, and I was
so many missed opportunities.
Threw me in the back seat, and then this guy that I was dating started making out with me and tearing my clothes off while she was looking at us through the mirror, and it was really funny, and it was really fun.
Well, it's too bad you're
then when we got to my house,
making mischief in the back seat, and they're looking at you in the rearview mirror from the front.
So I had to walk, although it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to walk across
a raucous rock and roll festival
naked, and then when I got inside, they still wouldn't give me my clothes off, and they were teasing me because I wanted to wear my clothes, you know. And I think that's the most fun thing about LSD is is how much fun you have. She was so drunk. She was puking in this wicker basket, and it was this really hot babe puking. It was really cool.
Well, that's unfortunate. But some people find it a valuable part of their psychedelic experience.
And his girlfriend were walking in the desert, middle of the desert, all on acid. Pretty good acid, fair enough. And we stopped inside our tent, and I decided to take some nitrous. I didn't expect anything unusual. Nothing unusual.
And you see a turtle lying on its back.
Nothing great, nothing profound. So I take this fat hit of nitrous to the head. I'm lying there. And this crazy, I don't know, all my senses come together as one. And suddenly I feel that I am the last atom at the end of this gigantic, huge tentacle of a giant creature.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Like, I could not see further than the tentacle.
Now you're developing understanding. Now you're figuring it out. Therefore, on this occasion, I award you the celebrated order of the Purple Sphinx.
I'm on leave this weekend from the facility.
Hold still.
I was okay now.
There. Wear it in good,
my favorite was when Nanto was on
order.
Started talking. Said, oh, I'll just get home later and listen to this and just laugh and laugh and laugh. Oh, 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 oh.
Laugh and laugh and laugh.
And then somebody picked up his answer and she said, oh, who was this?
Wait a minute.
Why are you answering my phone?
If you'd like
John
to make
KPFA
a call,
in Berkeley,
please
stay tuned for
hang up
evidence
and call again.
There, you're on a downer now. You've taken one, and now it's running to relax in your body.
Once you've taken one, you're in for it.
Like this.
You're going to have to go through the whole thing. Not a pleasant feeling, but anxiety and anticipation combine. But that's bar for the course. Yes. You must commit yourself to what you have gotten yourself into. It's going to happen. Either with you or to you.
What's that when they tell you don't fall for peer pressure?
Oh, you guys give me lots of time to meditate on the future. What you do?
Okay, you guys.
I was tired.
By the way, she'll like it. Okay, kids, break it up. Break it up.
Is by a therapeutic shock, electrical or chemical.
You know, you can go too far in certain directions. You can not understand the limitations of the medium that we are using right here and now. Yes, in this show. As we wander through life, in the midst of life, we are in death. Like the cracking of ice, life departs in a flash.
You smoke the pot?
Don't like know where here is.
Coffee. Boy, I'd like to have coffee, but I've got a big bottle of root beer here. The hell with Scott Wiener. I'm going to enjoy soda. That, words cannot be too censorious to use on that prancing politician who destroyed the soda drinkers to advance his real estate-based agenda. Still, he's better than a lot of people who could be there, but can't be trusted on any matter concerning housing. I only know I'm going there. I can also tell you that I designed the What, Where, When booklet cover. The thing is, I wasn't the one who colored it, and I'm kind of antsy. It's at the printers right now, and I may not even get to see it until I get to the desert. Still, it's something to do because they have an immense press run. They print 100,000 of those things. That's a lot for artwork by yours truly. You see, Burning Man has a science fictional theme this year, and all the streets are named after science fiction writers, and so I tried to make the booklet look like an old issue from the 1920s of Amazing Stories, Astounding Science Fiction. Their particular logo, I drew it in a science fictional context, and then I gave the instructions as to how it should be colored, but I'm not sure that they're going to do it that way, which would be a disaster. But it will have to live or die the way it ends up looking. There's that. Yes, I'll be at Burning Man, and I will do my fashion show. Please come to it. Please be in it on Wednesday. I know we should never change the date and the time. For decades, it was on the night of the burn, which was terrible. In fact, it was the afternoon of the burn, and people are getting ready for burn night. They're not going to go to some show, especially in the afternoon while the sun is still up. So we changed it. We changed it to Thursday, when not too much of that sort is going on, and that was fine. But then a few years ago, we had to change it again. I'm a firm believer in always keeping it in the same place and the same time, but I couldn't resist because it's the Cacophony Cocktail Party on Wednesday night, and a huge crowd will be there already when we begin to do the show. So we'll be guaranteed a good audience. And if I could only speak to Michael, I could even get him to mention us in his speech, direct their attention. I mean, everybody's too busy having fun at the party, but part of their fun could be wandering over, sitting on the sofas and so on and so forth, and watching the fashion show featuring me and Justin Credible and all the people who congregate for this event. One person comes from Japan every year just to be in this show. Hope he gets into the country. He's a reliable part of the show. And we used to have people who were always in it, but they are no longer there, and so they're not in it. And now I've met people who are saying, oh, yeah, my dad used to be in your show. He really loved it. You know, he's gone now. And my God, how long have I been doing this? Well, this is something like year 23 for me at Burning Man, and that actually includes the time I didn't go to the unofficial Burning Man, which was historically recent. I can't claim I have an unblemished record of attendance. Anyway, if you're there, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, but to come for the cocktail party, which will be a blast. Oh yeah, they'll be selling, or maybe even giving away, liquor in the Center Camp Cafe, as it was formerly known, before they got rid of the coffee and the tea and the lemonade that they used to sell. Consequently, no one would go in there. But now that they're having this big party and a full bar, there'll be lots of people there, and they will be already dressed in funny costumes. So all they have to do is let DJ Justin Credible play her special music and co-host the show with yours truly as we welcome the Haute Mudrat Couture of Burning Man. Funny costumes, nudity, huge puppets. I mean, one never knows. This is an opportunity for people to come and perform. I don't decide what's going to be on stage. Now, in the past, when Annie Coulter ran it, she not only knew who was going to be in it, but arranged a music tape beforehand with music for each particular person. I fear my approach is somewhat looser compared to hers. Still, there you have it. So I have no idea how I'm getting to Burning Man, any of that, but I'd better figure it out soon. I suspect I'll be at Art Car Camp once again, but the giant TV with me in it will not be traveling around the playa this year. So what? There's plenty to do there. I don't have to do that show. It'll probably be in the downtown, near the downtown area, but I'll definitely need a bicycle to get down to the center pavilion in the Omphalos, or navel of Burning Man.
But one up to 1,000 people, you could probably have all the room you want. They launch model rockets from there, as they also do from the Black Rock Desert.
They no longer allow the launching of bottle rockets.
Where Lucerne milk comes from.
There's a lot of, that's right, they have all those cows.
Things from the garden,
they have,
garden of the valley,
beautiful flowers,
valley of the jolly,
just make you think that some
green
some
giant, good corn, golden corn,
it's
fresh as dew,
Lord,
it's growing wildly in the valley,
March,
the valley,
are you involved in
the valley of the jolly,
No.
Green giant,
and the
maintain contact. In fact, the, okay, here we go. A ranger and I are going to the, Black Hawk Down movies.
Arrange for that ranger to arrange
that the icky parts of that film.
Probably. I have read accounts about smallies who are in the actual action and who are very mad.
Wildly. Widely.
Which, of course, I mean, movies are not the... They should make their own movie. That would be great. With little plastic helicopters. Make a really cheap one. It'd be neat.
Make it really cheap, but, you know, one where they... With even the actual people... Do like on Audie Murphy kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah. And then you play those two together in the theater. That'd be great.
There you go. You'd see when
that Black Hawk Down is millions and millions of dollars, and the one from Somalia would be made on a little Hi-8 camera with strings and little rubber soldiers. That would be so neat. It'd be like a Ernie Fasilius film.
No, they
well, don't let me keep you back.
Of course, they would all do it.
Making a film of any kind is not easy.
Like War and Peace, where they literally have a million people in the frame with Napoleonic uniforms prepared for
and
right or knights.
The capacity for infinite frustration is present.
They have many knights.
Knights on the steps.
Yep. Some of their
but I still feel that by going outside the usual system, one can be relieved of some of the problems of being a studio-made film.
That's because they have 11 time zones, I'm told.
Making the Russian film War and Peace. But it's the greatest epic film ever made.
Bondarchuk's War and Peace is...
No, it's okay, yeah.
Look at the cannon, though, that lined up outside Moscow. This is the French artillery. All right, everybody. With a time machine is leaving in 2.5 minutes. Better be on board. Tempus fugit. Time hath endless rarities and shows of all varieties, which revealeth new things on earth, old things in heaven, and even earth itself a discovery. Somebody get this elephant off my chest. Come back.
We are quite sloppy. Let me straighten myself out here. There we go.
All right, everybody, just simmer down. Can you quiet her down? Give her authority.
The United States continuously rising as much. That means that our short feed reduces in the United States. And that's been going on to prevent this from continuing.
I have argued the best we can judge for decades. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty, for ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Order, please. Order. Order in this court. One more outburst like that, and I'm going to come down there and knock you on your can. Is this on?
The unruly mob would not be contained.
Whew. You know, when you have a refrigerator like the one in here, it may leak water, and that seems to be what's happening right now, but I don't really feel cleaning up here as part of my job description, but this growing puddle is somewhat... with all the electrical equipment in here, there could easily be a mishap, a zap, and I might be that chap, and so I ought to clean up this crap. Or I should just let it drip. Just let it drip. I tell you, it's not so hot, so. Unless one sees them like some mighty work of nature, this is surely technology run amok, like a trumpeting bull elephant in must, charging relentlessly along, doing exactly what it should not to ensure its survival, acting in its own worst interest.
Oh, you mean when I'm doing what I should not, I'm running amok?
We all do our best to destroy ourselves in our own way,
what if we're just
working constantly toward this goal.
This amok is the word amok.
With all the
but this elephant
talent,
here...
physical and mental and moral strength of
the
elephant.
Are you talking about the South of the show here?
Yeah, well, down there in the South 40, yes.
It's Elephant Gerald.
Infrared laser right there.
I wish I had one of them infrared lasers.
Now we can see one. All the listeners see we can use this to listen to.
Now this end is the minuend, and that end is the subtrahend.
No, if this microphone was really on.
God's megaphone into a deaf world.
In northern central California.
There are eager beavers in
that great campfire of the air. This is our circle of firelight.
Yeah, but...
And we are here listening to beloved tales around the crackling fire.
So are you getting that signal? Is it coming through?
There, stop crackling that cellophane. It's disturbing my consciousness.
Microphone.
Can you crank these? All the way from Crankcase, Arizona.
Can you play the fire? Play that fire.
We're brought by horse and buggy.
What about the next 100?
I don't have my little. I need a special tool to extricate myself from this predicament. This memory is rancid. I don't wish to be here.
Who's going to be here on that show?
The wacky wild.
Who's going to be here on that show the next 100 years besides Byron Werner?
Well, let's see. Did you?
Wacky, goofy.
You know, I think Reverend Stang will be here.
Darn, too much cereal juice.
Palmer Freddy's.
Only four cereals on this bottle.
I'll throw it away. There is one like that.
Gary Gabrok's
the same one I like.
Nutty.
God, I never almost grabbed it. And it has a kind of watery.
Whacked out.
It's not as rich and robust.
Are you sure there's
it could be poison wacky well water in here?
Well, a water is
not this any don't
you go.
But my government loves you.
I think I know where I can find one if I have to.
Because I know my government loves me.
Oh. The government loves you?
And dozens and dozens of
if you say so, there's a sense in which it does.
Pushing the buttons, man.
The government relies on us, the cells which make up its body, to sustain its existence.
What is it?
Hey, man, you playing my stuff?
Now I need to find a...
Here? Should sound like a band tuning up right now.
A paper tower.
Headphones, you think?
A phonus balonus telephonus.
Sounds like Jaser there.
What the heck?
Only $4.40.
What the heck?
Space and life. The capstone was drawn to an apex in harmony
with
the triangular
form
of the base and shaft of the Maritus. The height from the base to the apex of the shaft was about 100 quatex, or feet. The diameter of each of the three parts was of proportionate dimension. The material from which it was constructed was of a lava formation, having a sheen similar to that of the obsidian formations, or obstinate formations as now found in Ethiopia and the Yellowstone port of the United States of America. It was quarried from the Aitid Sea near Atala and afterwards transported to the place of its erection. This was done by animal force, as electricity had not come as a motive force at that period of time. This material was used principally for the construction of Marituxzi, or monuments. The erection or construction of this great Maritux was begun by Galthazar, the first Ephraimetrum of the Londigi.
Oh, come on, man.
At the time,
that's
he established the Atlantean Republic.
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like we're getting
it. He gave the structure the name of Maritux as being suitable for the Nensi of Dize Marixes, or Time of Governmental Records. At the time of its completion, Galthazar's effigy was sculptured on one side of it, the side not visible, together with three inscriptions selected from the Dels and Marixes principles as follows in ancient Atlantis. The first inscription reads, Arata Feshul Senet U Ubla Atalan. The translation is, may my reign be in justice. The second inscription on the Cyclopean ruin was, Sagarath Dag Yug Hagoroth Asar. The translation, Kala, give me wisdom. The third inscription is perhaps the most oblique and mysterious of all. It is, Eana Tabahu Ahorutaha Bagahanaha. Translation,
excuse me.
The people to be more like unto thyself. According to the plan laid down by Galthazar, it became the custom at the beginning of the term of office for each succeeding Ephraimetrum to place on the Maritux three inscriptions, giving expression to his chief.
In 176, B.C., that is, Caius Popilius Lionus was sent by the Roman Senate to Antiochus Epiphanes, the tyrant of Syria, in order to compel him to give up the large part of Egypt which he had sneakily apportioned unto himself, owing to the youthfulness and naivete of its ruler at the time. When Antiochus wished to temporize, Popilius inscribed a circle around him in the sand with the point of his sword and told Antiochus that before he stepped forth from the circle, he must give him his answer to take back to the Roman Senate. Hence, if anyone claims to be stuck in the circle of Popilius, that only means one may be compelled to make a decision which one would rather do anything but do.
Sticks in the kids' stocking so they can be whipped the next day. Ow! Insanity clause in your lumber. What you just say, big boy? The case is out. I refuse to hear. I'm washing my hands. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to insist that anybody knows.
What a nutty little...
I know we must also do show at the same time.
Thanks a lot. Provided by puzzling evidence.
It's called the show.
Oh, it's very familiar to me. Perhaps I was mistaken.
I think they got the heat turned on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Heat. Boy, yeah, that's right. We've got the heat that can't be beat.
By the fire and get comfy. Hot tuna.
Hot tuna, yeah. Right. Righto.
Welcome to our little hotel.
I'm going to light this up now. Nobody in this crowd will care.
We know,
yeah. Time to relax. Boy, that radio show was really...
You may be surprised that we know. Banana Nestle Quick, cake and nut stirs.
People are so cosmopolitan here.
You'll find that we're not so behind here.
There we go, now talk.
Oh, kill cool to us.
Oh, not me. You're not giving me up there. I'm not going to... I'd make a monkey of myself. In front of all these people.
I like the end.
Well,
there's
that, too. I didn't want to make it.
Hey, Hal, want to dance? Come on.
No, the odor.
Oh, I'm too tired. Leave me alone. Just let me sit here with my memories.
My olfactory sensibilities are highly offended. Because they are steeped in the juices of time control. Yes. The control of time, the understanding.
That's about what this show is all about.
Even such is time, which takes in trust our youth, our joys, are all we have, and pays us but with earth and dust. Who in the dark and silent grave, when we have wandered all our ways, shuts up the stories of our days.
You know, for the show, I was going to say next week, one thing you might want to do, Uncle Philo.
But from this grave, this earth, this dust, my soul shall rise in triumph, I trust.
What about the mic? I need a mic that stays in front of my space the whole time.
Well, there'll be plenty of mics. I mean, people will drift away, come back, rant, rock and roll.
They come, they go down in the darkness of the void. Ah, what a party. I need to go in here and wash my hands. I'll be back in a minute. Yeah, I don't know how I got this stuff on my fingers. And I'll have another smoke in here. There. That's better. Ah, Canaglia. Yes, I have some skill at the game. Let me demonstrate. Number 4 in the corner pocket. Oh, it's about time for me to go. You know, technically, I'm still doing that radio show. I'm going to get back there. I'll see you gents later.
Might have members of Negative Land. Might have. See who else is.
To spank or not to spank? Will the spank, Mr. Spankmeister, be there?
Oh, the Overman First Class will be there.
Yeah, and the 420 guy will be there. Degree be there. Overman.
There's a spanking there. Full rigor already for C.
In degree. But, yeah, no, Dr. Howe will be here. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
There was a young lady from Bangor.
He was here. We thought he was going to be leaving, but I think he's planning on being here.
Who slept while the ship lay at anchor.
Who else will be here?
She awoke in dismay when she heard the mate say,
"Broadcast."
What happens secretly?
Now hoist up the top sheet and spank her.
What will Ivan Stang and Reverend Hal?
I'm glad we were at all these meetings.
Sterno, right?
Apparently Stern.
Who gets the side coffee drink?
With garlands at bow and stern, the stern taskmaster, Sterno.
Wow, I want mugs,
greeting cards, and watercolor pants.
I want to be that coffee.
Did you step on something? I smell.
Gator tots.
Somebody open a window.
Did you track something in here?
I had nothing to do with it.
Not you.
Canaglia.
I was right over here.
It's an old moldy album. They'll have to go outside for
it. I mean, it was mulled over.
It's true. It's like
they're singing in the mold.
We decided we were going to spin that.
It's not really mold. The idea that they stepped on something.
They stepped on some 420.
Step on a duck or something.
Step on a duck? Oh, what the fuck?
That's terrible to step on a duck or on, you know, I mean,
the collector, folks, out on the streets now.
Spank or not to spank? That's what I always say.
All through the Bay Area.
Yes, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him.
Yeah, what he say?
Ecstasy, pills, and pie.
Children should be seen and not heard.
The human race for the next 100 years. Now we've had the sunny 100 years.
In a moment, we'll...
Oh, Mary, go and call the cattle home. And call the cattle home. And call... the cattle home across the sands, O'Dea. The western wave was wild and dank with foam, and all alone went she. The creeping tide came up upon the land, and o'er and o'er the sand, and round the sand, as far as I could see, the blinding mist came down and hid the land, and never home came she. Oh, is it fish or weed or floating hair? A tress of golden hair, a drowned maiden's hair, among the nets at sea. 'Twas never salmon yet that shone so fair above the stakes on Dee. They rowed her in over the rolling foam, the cruel crawling foam, the cruel hungry foam. To her grave beside the sea. Yet still the boatmen hear her call the cattle home across the sands, O'Dea.
It's going to be a donkey.
No, you can't have this track. I'm going to keep this track. This is
this
my track now.
Was
can't have it back. I have to look at it so I can read. Obey and live.
Turmoil.
That's what
I
say.
So,
yes, Lord.
Genius was scary.
Some new power bug. Jeez.
And did he?
It's just a sound effect. Damn it!
Something.
What? Oh, look.
It's the. I think this is one of the Mighty Morphine Power Rangers or something like that.
We have our youthful teens, and we have our ancient old geriatric team.
Yes, the aged ingenue is tottering out of the old age home. Nonetheless, they're the youngest
players. Yes, geriatric Jerry Lewis fans.
The youth teen action singers, I saw them before, in Provo, Utah, Ransom, Missouri, and Lynchburg, Virginia.
Excuse me, but did you know that
the What's Up With Teens happy caravan is traveling maybe to your town.
Hey, watch it. All right, we're just getting up to speed here, approaching the terminal. Marvelous time when it ceremonially changes from one day to another, and I'm sure you're going to be right here with us when that happens here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on RadioValencia.fm. Hey, drive it or park it, lady.
Peanut butter.
Dale Embry, go to the script and tell him what his life is.
Dale Embry is a profound thinker.
From his ownership of a gay bar to eating the Bible.
Let's get out of here.
From all his all-time low of a bloody stool incident to his all-time high, which is yet to come. Dale is bound for glory and gagged for more.
Israel is going to be attacked by Magog on the plain of Megiddo.
What we're doing right now is taping.
Then scorpions with the faces of little bitty guys but with great big teeth come and...
So we're out in the field right now with Bud Good.
In some respect, they are similar to locusts or lubber grasshoppers or Mormon crickets. In other respects,
most of this is a big field.
Even though they have wings and fill the sky.
No, there is coffee, but you have to find it, so you have to get your own firearm.
Stinging, torturing, human insect attack. Oh, my duck. It's all in the Bible, veritably in scripture.
Questions as, if you're not in a prayer meeting, does that mean...
Listen, I got a... Is there a...